20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Still at zero. Scares me. And partly cloudy. Doing up middle of the week here. Welcome to our Hump Day Wednesday edition of our Talk Around. Do it every Wednesday. Got to head over and talk with the good folks at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Have Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
You're introducing me to something new. I got a new word to play with today. Plyometric. What can you tell me about this? This is a type of training, correct?
Yes. So great for your athletes, but also great for adults too as well. Plyometric training involves short, intense bursts of activities that target our fast twitch muscle fibers in our lower body. So in our lower, in our legs and in our back and core. These fibers help generate explosive power that increases speed and jumping ability, basically. And so we work on a lot of reaction training. We work on a lot of explosive training, changing of direction, footwork, but then balance. And that helps keep that posture while you're doing all these activities, which help in the long run when you are playing an activity or a sport. Way technology has taken off these days with any type of sport, kids are getting faster and hitting harder at a lot younger age. And so to keep up with that, you need to do the different types of training. Yes, strength training is great, but you also have to keep up with the plyometric and the agility to stabilize you so that you don't get injured.
Rizzy, is plyometric training, now that we're talking, is this something new or has this been around a while?
It has been around a while, but I think as it's kind of taken off lately just because of how fast and how in-depth kids are into their sport and getting into that special training or that extra training, that we need this or we get injured.
Right.
And one thing is we really focus that in our classes here at OSPTI when we work with our athletes, is we do the strength training, but we also need that explosive training and that agility so that you know how to react. You know how to dribble basketball and keep your head up versus looking down. We use our Blaze pods where it works a lot of reactive therapy, which is light, changing lights, and doing another dual tasking exercise with it, so that you can react, you can make that decision-making without needing to focus on your stepping footwork or your just dribbling, and you can look up.
Right.
So, yeah.
Boy, that's fascinating stuff. I could listen to you talk about this all day. Rizzy, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people with questions about this. If they want to know more, what is your contact over there at OSPTI?
641-7725. And we are incorporating a new plyometric agility core strengthening, working on that posture class on Wednesdays after school from 3:45 to 4:30 starting in February.
Good stuff. Rizzy, always great to talk with you. Talking plyometric training today. Stay warm. We'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Yes, as well. And we also want to give a shout-out to our boss. It is her birthday today.
I almost missed that. Sean Roberts got a birthday today. Did she tell you how old? Did she tell you how old?
No.
Okay, yeah, we probably don't want to.
She's still looking great and beautiful
absolutely.
At her younger age.
We don't want to dig into that too far. Rizzy, thank you for reminding me of that. Again, we'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
That is Rizzy. Yeah. Happy birthday to Sean Roberts, celebrating today. Another year older as well. It's 9:23 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Wake up with this guy. Bill Dablo.
I love this station.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
That's big, big, big.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.